All right, joining us now, Hogan Gidley, the White House Deputy Press Secretary. Hogan, good morning. Thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Nice to have you, sir. So let's jump right into the topic we were just talking about, which is immigration. We know that the Goodlatte bill exists in the House of Representatives. It's the tougher of the available immigration bills. Will the White House push to have Speaker Ryan give that a floor vote?
We're not going to push anybody at this moment for a vote. I mean, the president's been very clear about what he wants in any piece of legislation, and there are particular pieces of the Goodlatte bill that the White House would support. But, I mean, the president, everyone saw the 55-minute bipartisan, bicameral meeting the president had in the cabinet room with cameras. And out of that conversation, they went into a closed-door meeting, and coming out of that conversation, we narrowed the scope of what we're looking for on immigration into four main areas. And this is a national security issue. It's an immigration at large issue. And the four main areas were very clear and very defined. And it was border security with a wall, ending of extended chain migration, ending of the visa lottery system, and then a lasting solution to the DACA issue in this country. And so we expect that the House and the Senate will come together at some point and do what's right for the American people, because that's what the president is standing up for here. And you saw that clearly and defined with the government shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, when the Democrats just decided, for whatever reason, it's still inexplicable, to shut down the government and protect and go to the wall for, no pun intended, but I'd say go to the mat for hundreds of thousands of people who are here unlawfully and illegally, as opposed to hundreds of millions of American citizens.
How involved is the president in these day-to-day negotiations with Republicans, or is he just allowing them to do their thing and come up with a bill on their own?
No, I mean, look, this is obviously a congressional issue. They have to fix the legislation. It wasn't done for the better part of 40 years, and the responsibility falls to Congress. But that being said, the president is completely engaged in all of this. I mean, you saw pictures over the weekend with him on the phone. We were all in a staff meeting. That picture got put out as well. The president came in and talked to us all about messaging on the topic and standing firm and giving us some strategy tips as well. He's spoken to several members, obviously, of the House and the Senate. We've asked people to come to the White House, not to mention the fact, even during the shutdown, he spoke to all of the relevant cabinet secretaries to try and make sure that the military would feel the least amount of pain possible, to make sure that the 8.9 million vulnerable, impoverished children in this country would have the least amount of pain possible, because their funding for their health insurance program was in jeopardy. So right. The president is completely engaged, and make no mistake about it, you know, we serve at the pleasure of the president. What we do is we try and implement what the president's plan, what the president's strategy is on these topics and these major issues of the day, and he runs the show.
Real quickly, is Lindsey Graham still welcome at the negotiating table? He's been attacking White House staffers and also suggesting to Democrats how they can get leverage over Republicans in this immigration debate to pass an amnesty.
Well, anyone who wants to solve the issue for the American people obviously is welcome to welcome into the conversation. But let's be clear, I moved to Washington D.C. from South Carolina. Senator Graham was my senator for a long time. I've known him well for a while, and I know his issues pretty well too. And I just want to be clear for your listeners: the Graham-Durbin bill was a joke. It wasn't serious. And as it begins to be leaked out and people get to see what was actually in that piece of legislation, first of all, the notion that Senator Graham and Senator Durbin would have to come together to come up with a plan, that they would have to give a little to get a little and compromise, it's just not true. They are in lockstep on immigration with open borders and amnesty. That's what they want. But real quickly, if I may.
Sure.
The four platforms I laid out, from the border wall to ending chain migration, ending visa lottery, and also a lasting solution to DACA, the Graham-Durbin bill did none of those things.
Right.
It absolutely increased illegal immigration and the incentive to get here. It increased chain migration. And what it did was it granted amnesty to basically 8 million people. And you say, how do you get the number? Well, Migration Policy Institute put out a study that said between DACA and Dreamers, there are about 3.25 million people in this country that fit that category. Not only did Graham-Durbin give them amnesty, make them citizens. But it also allowed their parents to be citizens for 3 years, to have them visas. And then on top of that, it allowed those people, the very parents who they're giving citizenship to, who brought the kids here illegally in the first place, it allowed the kids to openly work the chain migration system and bring in aunts and uncles and cousins and third cousins. And so it exponentially increased the amount of immigrants into this country. And
yes.
One more thing, it did not fund the border wall. It offered the president less than one-tenth of what he wanted, what DHS, said that this country needs to build a wall. Not what it wants, but what it needs.
Hogan, it's
completely a non-starter.
On a different issue real quick, we got the Congress considering the House Intel Committee is going to take up a vote soon on whether or not it's going to release that FISA memo that supposedly demonstrates abuses by the Obama administration Justice Department against American citizens. Will the president approve that because he's a part of this process?
Well, actually, the way we understand it via several legal minds is that we don't have to approve it. It's in the House. They have the right to declassify the document. And so I think the country is waiting to see what they do. But I will say the president has been for transparency. He wants people to see all the process we've maintained and all of the alleged allegations against us, that it's nonsense. There's never been collusion. Obviously, the evidence proves that. But the president has also made the comment that he is in full support of the rank-and-file members over at the FBI, but it's clear that there are some things that are troubling and worrisome when the folks high up in the department, the bureau, rather, are clearly biased against this president. And they were the ones conducting the Hillary Clinton investigation. There are a lot of things that need to be answered for, but I have confidence that we'll see full transparency.
We only have 30 seconds here. I want to ask you real quickly about the Iran deal, because yesterday Mike Pence called it a disaster warning of U.S. withdrawal. Will the Iran deal depend in any way on the president's negotiations while he's in Davos?
I don't believe that's a topic of conversation over there. This is about America being back economically. We're going to show the world that America is open for business.
Yep.
While it is America's first policy that the president will be pushing, it's not America alone. When America is obviously strong economically, the world is strong economically. So it's important to note that under the Obama administration, they said 2%, 1.9% was the new norm. Here we are a year into the presidency, and
things
Donald
are looking
Trump
good.
Now you're 3.3%.
Totally right.
Amazing.
Hogan Gidley, Deputy White House Deputy Press Secretary, thank you very much. Really appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall. Look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks so much for the time.